Last year, the dog pound in Canberra gave a Labrador to the Defence Department. It was named Lucky, though turned out he wasn't that lucky after all. The dog was trained to detect bombs and last month broke away from a special forces unit during a firefight in Helmand province in Afghanistan. The fighting prevented the soldiers from retrieving Lucky, and later efforts to find the dog were made. Even a reward was offered to the locals, but to no avail. Defence now believes the Labrador was probably killed in the fighting. The RSPCA is angry that the ACT government deliberately put this dog in harm's way. The ACT Chief Executive Officer Michael Linke joins us now. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
What's your objection here? Isn't the RSPC finding a home, and in this case you did find a home? Isn't that what this is all about?
Well, it's about RSPCA's national policy on this, and we have a standard policy that we don't home animals, irrespective of the breed or the species, into situations that are likely to cause the animal harm or distress or injury. Now, we don't have control over what other people do in terms of homing animals or where government departments get their animals from for police work or customs drug-sniffing dogs or bomb-sniffing dogs. So it's the information that we're receiving, and we're trying to confirm this through the channels here in Canberra, is that this dog did come from the local pound here. It's that pound's not associated with RSPCA in any way, so there's been no breach of RSPCA policy, but it's something that the ACT government will need to look at and look at their policies to see if they want to continue to home dogs in situations that are potentially damaging or harmful to that animal.
Now, to take a sort of a cold, hard look at this, you could say that dogs in a local pound don't have much chance of living long anyway. They often end up being put down. At least this gave Lucky a fighting chance.
Well, that's not the case here in Canberra. We've got a fantastic pound system here in Canberra, and 95% of dogs out of the local pound here go to a loving home. So I think that the situation in New South Wales and perhaps other pounds across the country is a little bit different, where there are high euthanasia rates and there's significant volumes of healthy, adoptable dogs getting euthanized unnecessarily. That's not the case here in Canberra. We've got a good reputation. The pound here does a fantastic job, and RSPCA has a close working relationship with them. So I don't think that's a valid argument. If this dog was in good condition and could go into a home, it wouldn't have been euthanized.
Okay. Can we extrapolate from this that the RSPCA objects to dogs working as bomb detectors per se?
Well, we object to RSPCA shelters rehoming those animals into those scenarios. We accept that it's going to go on. We accept that there are working dogs and that society will continue to need working dogs. But we have a number of policies on a range of issues, including as everybody's aware, live exports and whips in horse racing and a whole range of things. So we have our standard set of policies where we won't overstep those marks. But we accept and we understand that society still needs these tools, these working dogs, and we want to make sure that we're not a party to putting these animals in harm's way.
Though it's a strange position, difficult position for the RSPCA to tread, isn't it? Because on the one hand, you're not objecting to the army breeding a dog to be put in harm's way. You're just objecting to a dog being given away to the army to be put in harm's way.
Well, from RSPCA, we don't want any animal to be placed at risk. There are alternates to bomb detecting. There's robot technology, and we would hope that defence and places that use dogs in these situations can come up with alternate strategies. We don't want any animal placed at risk, but we accept that it's going to happen, and that's one type of strategy that defence and these places can use. They can look to alternate technologies to solve these. The difference is that these dogs don't get a choice. They get trained to do something. They don't know that they're placing themselves at risk. They don't know that they're placing themselves in harm's way. So there's no real choice for the animal in this regard, and that's what concerns RSPCA.
Okay, Michael, thank you very much for joining us.
No problems, Fran. Thank you.
Michael Linke is the CEO of the ACT RSPCA. Poor old Lucky. But that ACT RSPCA gives away great dogs. That's where both mine came from. It's 28 past 8.